Welcome to Visible by Numbers with your host, Allison Bachman.
Hi everyone, this is Allison and thanks for tuning in tonight. You know, I just got the BBS newsletter, and how cool is it that BBS is doing some live video of some of the shows? Now, I was thinking about it, and I got to say, Doug, hello, that isn't radio anymore, is it? I mean, that sounds more like TV, and the one thing that I like about radio is that I don't have to get all dressed up to do a show, and before long, you know, at this rate, I'll need hair and makeup, and I won't be able to wear my pajamas to do my show anymore, so, but you gotta love BBS. You know, it's got more than 100 unique shows with an amazing, absolutely amazing array of subjects. Subjects that open your mind to the infinite possibilities. And I just want to thank you, BBS, for letting me be part of it all. Okay, one of the things that I want to talk about this evening is my newsletter. I don't know if you've heard, but I have a newsletter, and it's free, and if you want to subscribe to it, all you've got to do is email me at visiblebynumbers@yahoo.com and put the word subscribe in the subject line. And once a month, I publish the newsletter, which has got some really great information about numerology, but also I give you your personal monthly numerology forecast, and they really help people to prepare for the months ahead. As a matter of fact, I sent it out this morning. I got an email from a girl, and she was laughing when she read her her forecast, because it was talking about a lot of involvement with family and that this might be a really good month to plan a party, invite the family and friends over, and she had, you know, tons of these events on her calendar. So anyhow, you know, it helps you to prepare, helps you to know what's coming up in the month. And also in the newsletter, I give you, you know, some information about some websites, maybe a book or two, and a whole lot more. Also, I tell you about the guests that are coming up on Visible by Numbers. We have Michelle White Dove coming up on the 30th, and I believe we have a numerologist, Lewis Martin, and she's on next week. So it keeps you informed of the various different people that I have on the show. So, again, if you want that newsletter, sign up at visiblebynumbers@yahoo.com. Just put subscribe in the heading, and I'll be happy to sign you up. And I really want to point out something that I said in last month's newsletter. I did a whole article on the presidential candidates, and I talked about their energy, and I also talked about their future. I actually did their personal monthly forecast. And I wrote, this is an exact quote from the newsletter, and it's regarding Barack Obama's monthly forecast for May. And I wrote, because this is a 9-month for Barack, there will be emotional turmoil, and it will have to do with a relationship. Could this be that the back and forth with Reverend Wright continues? Barack has to avoid anger and self-righteousness, but in the long run, he will put an end to something in his life that is troubling him. Now, I don't know if you've read the news, but interestingly, you know, it's very interesting that Barack announced that he has resigned from the Trinity United Church of Christ, which was his home church, and he did so because of problems with Dr. Wright and also a recent sermon by another pastor. So you're welcome to read, again, that article on the future of the Democratic presidential candidates on my website on the What's New page, and follow along, you know, see what's going to go on with this this little tug of war between who's going to be the Democratic candidate. And I also, you know, as far as news for the website, my web mistress, Cheryl Lane, and I were talking things over tonight, and we decided that we're actually going to put these monthly forecasts up on the website. We're going to create a new page, and we're going to put them on there, and we're going to tell you how to find your monthly number, and then you'll be able to read what's up for you for each month. And that should be probably posted probably within a week. So make sure you visit my website, www.visiblebynumbers.com. Okay, what's my other news here? Okay, oh, yeah, workshop. I did a workshop in Doylestown, PA this weekend. And I'd like to thank Susan Duvall of Susan Duvall Seminars for inviting me. And it was such a pleasure to meet all the new people. And I often get emails from people asking me when I might be in their area to do a workshop. And I got to tell you, flying all over the country is not an option for me, not at the moment anyhow. But I do want you all to know that I'm going to be offering the very same workshop by teleconference. This is an introductory class. It's designed for anyone interested in learning more about the subject of numerology. And, you know, teaching teleconference style is a great way to enable everyone to attend. So if you're interested, you know, email me for more details. The workshop is going to be Numerology, the Autobiography of Your Soul. It's going to be held August 16th at 6 to 9 p.m. That's Eastern Standard Time. And in this workshop, participants will be provided with their very own personal numerology chart. So you're not only going to be learning some really valuable information about numerology, but you're also going to learn about your own personal energy as seen in the numbers. And on another note, I'm also currently gathering a list of interested students of numerology for a series of teleconference classes scheduled to begin in September. And this class is going to be limited. So if you're interested, make sure you contact me for the details so that you can reserve your seat in class. Now, this class is for people who have a basic knowledge of numerology, and it's designed to give you a better understanding of numerology. And it's something more or less for an advanced student, okay? And I know that many people that listen to the show are studying numerology. And so, you know, and I've done these classes before, and I had some really great students, and I know some of them are out there doing numerology readings probably as we speak. And one thing that this weekend's workshop reminded me of is something that's very important when you're studying numerology. We all read the books that talk about the numbers, and the books that teach, and the various different definitions of the numbers and what that energy they hold. And, you know, but the real way that you learn numerology is really by observation. You know, it's like if you talk about the one energy, you're talking about, if somebody has like a one birthday or one life path, you know that this is a leader, this is somebody that has, you know, driven to succeed. This would be somebody that, out-of-the-box thinker, somebody who has courage, a risk-taker, somebody who is a very good idea person, the natural-born leader, always the one. Well, the question is, how does the one act? What is it they do? And I suggest people, you know, when they're studying numerology, to make up the charts of the people in your lives who you know pretty darn well and people who you see often. And just begin to observe them and pay attention to how they go about things and see what's important to them, and you begin to see that the numbers emerge in their behavior, okay? I think I heard a beep, so I'm going to put this conversation on hold here, and I want to see who's calling. Who's calling, please?
Hi, Allison. This is Mark from Albuquerque.
Hi, Mark. How are you?
I am blessed, thank you. How are you?
I'm good.
Good. Haven't spoken with you in quite some time.
How are you? I mean, yeah, I know. I'm happy to hear from you.
Well, I finally remembered to listen.
You remembered to listen.
So I thought I'd get an update on my reading and see what's going on with me.
Okay. Give me your date of birth, Mark.
10-1-1954.
10-1-1954. Okay. Get an update. Okay. Okay, kiddo. Mm-hmm. Okay. Important things to know here. I mean, you're such an old soul. I can't even begin to describe. It's so rare. And anybody that's out there that's a numerology student and does charts knows that it's rare when you pull up information about somebody and they've got all zero challenges. And that's the case with you, and that's an indication of old soul energy. And you got to understand, you know, you're an old soul. A lot more is expected of you in this lifetime. you got some more responsibilities on your shoulders. And where you are at this time in your life is really in this pentacle that's a two. And what this is saying here, and you've really had to practice this a good deal of your life. You've been in this energy many times before, early on in life, the middle part of your life, and you're back in it again. And it's about cooperation. It's about you maybe being part of the bigger picture, you being the support staff, so to speak, or you being the type of person who works well with others, inspires others, or uplifts others. That's part of this energy. And you have to kind of walk that fine path of staying balanced, and you have to walk that path of, you know, whenever you feel like you want to get a little aggressive or whenever you feel anything along those lines, you got to back down and you got to kind of go with peace and harmony. And you are really a messenger of peace and harmony during this particular time of your life, probably until you leave this planet, so to speak. Now, your intuitive ability and your ability to feel, sense other people's energy and the energy around you and to receive information is very much heightened during this time as well. And you want to really understand that when your antenna are up, that you got to be careful about picking up other people's energy and carrying it around with you. You got to remember to let it go. And you know, keeping a peaceful environment around you, practicing the meditations that do the chakra balancing and the auric cleansing, and maybe even working with stones and soft vibrational music and blessing your food and all that stuff. I mean, basically, you kind of got to do the om sort of stuff and keep peace and harmony around in your life. I mean, that's that. And also, you're going to find at this time, Mark, that, you know, you may have people that you're in the middle of something and you're the peacemaker. And that's really kind of what this energy is talking about. Now, this year particularly for you is it's a year of, you know, where you want to be as creative as possible. And you also want to get in touch with your voice and expressing yourself with words, speaking them or writing them. You can be truly inspirational, and you're actually doing the work of your destiny this year. And there's a lot of heartfelt emotion, passion that can come in during this year. I would think that, I don't know if you see things or have that clairvoyance where you see things, but this would also be a very heightened year for that as well, visions and dreams. So you want to pay attention to all of that. Now, you started something 2 years ago, and all things start small. And we have a 9-year cycle that we have these things grow. And you're in the third year of the beginning of this thing that you started. The third year, usually we begin to see some growth. We usually begin to see, well, I think this is going to take off. I think something is going to happen with this. And you really want to, like, work on your manifestation workshops in your head, where you see it in your mind's eye, that which you want to do or that which you created 2 years ago. You have to become it, be it, live it, eat it, breathe it. Even though there isn't a whole lot of evidence of it around you, you can just see sprouts of this evidence around you, but you still have to be in that energy and just feel it. Because this is a really important year of manifestation for you as well. So spend some time doing that. Now, on a monthly basis, if we look at months here, I think that this month you're going to maybe back down a little bit with the enthusiasm, and I think you're going to be like kind of working through some stuff. Maybe you're a little bit scattered. Maybe you've got a lot of different ideas or different things going. You've got to kind of take some time and sort them out and see what's going to fly and what's not and get rid of the fluff and just kind of concentrate, you know, kind of focus your attention on one or two things or, you know, the stuff that's really going to work. And you're going to maybe feel a need to let go of some of that extra stuff this month when it comes to the actual vision that you have. But also when it comes to relationships or almost any area in your life, this is going to be a month that's going to bring in a little bit of emotion. You're going to be shown from above what you need to let go of, things that are not serving your greatest and highest good. Sometimes in order to make us let go, situations get worse. And we look at it and we go, like, I don't know why I'm keeping this person in my life, because this isn't doing me any good. And that is when we make that decision to let go. And this is about bringing in changes. Because you've got to make some room this month. You've got to sort out your life. You got to let go of stuff. And sometimes this is not just physical things. It can be emotional things as well, and baggage and all that stuff. Because you got, next month brings you a new opportunity. So you want to really kind of work on getting the junk out, because you're making room for new stuff that's coming in for you next month, okay? Very important month for you next month. I would also, if I'm looking down the road, I really feel in November there's an expansion around you, wanting to expand what it is you're doing in a bigger way. Certainly writing or anything with communication is greatly enhanced. So if you have any public appearances or any speeches or any writing that you want to do, any publishing even, you really want to put that in for November. And this is a great year. I don't know if you've got a book on tap or thought about writing, but this is really a great year to let that flow. Okay? Now, there's a little bit of an update. Is that helpful?
Oh, yes. Yes, it is very helpful. I'll listen to you this time.
Oh, you didn't listen to me last time?
No, I tried to start something when you told me I shouldn't be starting things, and it stopped. yes, you're very right on. I'm in the midst of letting go, and it is emotional.
Yeah.
And it's just something that has to be done, and I just sending out the good vibes for everybody.
Well, I feel your heavy heart, and if I could give you a little bit of advice, is perspective is everything, and we tend to hold on to things long after we should.
Mm-hmm.
And you really got to look at it like, you know, like even if you were to look at a closet, if you can't clean out the clothes that you haven't worn in 3 years, you don't got no room for nothing new in there. Well, the same thing goes with your life. You know, you got to let go of some stuff in order to get ready. This is a very pivotal year for you. It matches your life path, okay? So it's always a very strongly felt year. And you do such good work. You are so full of love. And I really have no doubt but what there's some important work yet for you to do. Maybe it's just a matter of redirecting you. I can assure you that next year you're going to be one busy guy. It's just get through this year, and next year you're going to be complaining and saying, man, I'm working so hard, I don't even know, you know, I don't have time to breathe, you know, and things will start to come to fruition where you're actually physically working at it. Do you understand? That's coming for you next year. But right now, this is still in that time where we can't quite see that dream coming to fruition. We just kind of sort of see it, but it's not entirely, okay?
Yeah.
So don't lose heart.
Oh, no. Oh,
okay.
No. I'll never.
You're so important.
It's pretty much the way I live is enlightenment is easy, mm-hmm. or is simple,
mm-hmm.
but it's not easy.
Oh, yeah.
It's as plain as the nose on your face, but we do things that spite our nose. And like I said, I'm in the transition period where I need to let go of things that are very dear to me, but I also know that they aren't what my life path is about. And
right.
I have to let them go. So,
right. And this month is going to drive that home to you, Mark.
Huh?
This month is going to drive that home to you.
Well, the last couple of months have.
Yeah, well, this one is going to put the nail in the coffin, so to speak. So.
Yeah, and I really don't need it, but I guess I do since I'm not acting on it.
So. Yeah. You act on it this month. And you know, as I said, you're going to start something new next month. So just get through this month, and next month is going to bring you a lot more energy and a more positive, and you're just going to feel more excited about life and things, and that's coming for you next month. It's just, this month is just the
Well, I can tell you, if I get any more excited, I'll blow up. But, the future's so bright. I'm wearing shades for everyone.
Yeah, I read your blogs on MySpace and things, and it always makes me smile. So you're doing good work.
Well, thank you, and thank you for the work that you're doing.
Well, always a pleasure to hear from you, Mark.
Well, I'm excited to hear you.
Okay.
So you take care and keep up the great work.
All right. Thanks for calling in.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. Okay. Well, just like when Mark called in, and you know, I'm letting all of you know that the lines are open to the show. So if anybody is out there like Mark and is kind of wanting to know, okay, so what's my number saying about what's going on with me, if you want to call into the show, give me your date of birth. I'd be happy to do the same thing for you that I did for Mark. And I'll go ahead and give you those numbers. USA, 877-876-5227. And those are toll-free number. Canada, you can call in at 888-815-9756. And if you're in the California area, you can call the station direct at 530-876-3222. Now, what I was talking about before Mark called in, oh, well, I guess I'll put it on hold. Hi, who's calling?
Hi, Allison. This is Ann from Ontario.
Hi, Ann. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Pretty good. What can I do for you?
I was wondering, well, first off, I just want to say that you've had a big impact in my life. I've always believed in numerology, but I never really understood it until I started listening to you. And now it's almost as though every time a number pops up, I start contemplating it, so I can thank you for all of this. But I recently had a couple of dreams with over a similar subject, different type of dreams, but with some numbers thrown in, and I've been trying to make sense of it all. And I was wondering if you could help me.
Sure.
Maybe put some perspective on it as to what it might have to do with.
Sure. Okay, Ann. Well, do you want to tell me the numbers that you saw in your dream?
Yeah. The first, it had to do with meeting somebody, I'm sort of emotionally attached to, meeting this person at 1:36.
Okay.
And the dream itself, it was... you know, of course, when you're in a dream, everything seems, you know, not strange.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually was going to meet the person in this dream at 1:36, and I forgot until somebody else kind of reminded me what time it was, and I panicked, and I rushed like mad to meet this person and ran through all these obstacles, but somehow made it. And... in another dream, the same person was involved in, I don't want to say an accident, but it had to do with him being on bus number 7.
Uh-huh.
And never really saw him in the dream, but I knew it was, he had something to do with it, and that there was, I don't know whether there was an accident or the prospect of an accident, but once
mm-hmm.
again, meeting another person, almost like these are like guides in dreams, you know, other people who you don't know, but you
mm-hmm.
kind of suspect are some kind of a spirit guide or an angel,
mm-hmm.
Just kind of directing me and kind of counseling me that
mm-hmm.
Things could go either way, sort of a, you know, having to do with the situation involving a person on bus number 7.
Mm-hmm.
And so these two dreams have been kind of haunting me a little bit.
Okay.
About,
well, Ann, can you give me your date of birth so I can look at that in conjunction with these
yes.
numbers?
My birthday is June 28th, 1955.
Thank you. Okay. All right. Because I kind of want to see what your energy is here while we're looking at these numbers. Alrighty then. Well, when I see the meeting, and first off, I want you to understand that one of the most important reasons why people should study the meaning of the numbers is just because of the repetitive numbers and also numbers and dreams and that sort of a thing. And the universe does communicate to us in numbers, absolutely and completely. And it's important to pay attention to numbers. When I saw, and the fact that you are interested in numerology and you have some knowledge about numbers, is also why they're probably trying to drive that home to you, meaning that she can understand what it is we're saying. And I find that with myself, I have a story about 717 that would just blow your mind, how many times this number shows up in my life. It's amazing. And what I found out, really interestingly enough, is 717 actually is my name at birth. My first name vibrates to a 7, my middle name vibrates to a 1, my last name vibrates to a 7. So when I see 717 repetitively and all over the ballpark, I feel on to a certain extent it's acknowledgement of my work or of me. I live in a 717 area code. My child was born at 717 p.m., and I could go on and on and on. So I do believe that the universe and God or whatever your faith is in, they are talking to you in numbers. When I see the 136, when I vibrate that down, I get a 10-1. And a 10-1 is always indication of karmic completion. It's good karma. Whenever you see a zero in people's charts or in their date of birth, or if you get a number that vibrates to a 10, it's the God force is there as well. Okay, the zero is always connection to the God force, and 10 is representative of there's something important, something that you can accomplish in this lifetime of major significance for your soul evolution. And it's good karma, okay? So meeting someone, you know, this might be an indication to me, if I was to see this and get this in a dream, is that perhaps someone that I'm going to run into, there may be an exchange between me and this person that has to do with karma completion, okay? Or in itself that you're coming to a certain point in your life where you're going to be completing some part of your soul evolution. Now, the 7 on the bus thing. 7 is such a mystical number. It's a misunderstood number. It's the most eccentric of all the numbers, but it's wise old sage Buddha. It's connection to the spiritual realm. You're getting this 7 message. Obviously, you've had some experience with 7 energy, especially early on in life. I mean, I can't see all of your numbers, Anne, but I do know that Anne is an 11. Your first name vibrates to a master 11, and so what that's telling me is that you have psychic ability, you have this ability to connect to the spiritual realm. That is, when you announced your name, that is what you're saying. Well, 7 is very spiritual, it's very much the same energy, but it's not, it tends to seek out the truth. So if I was to see a 7 in a dream, I would ask myself, what in my life am I not looking deep enough at? What am I, what is there a possibility that something is appearing one way, but actually it's a whole entirely different scenario? And I would investigate, you know, something in my life that I had a little suspicion about, okay? Because 7 always ferrets out the truth and finds the hidden things. Do you understand? The other thing with 7 is sometimes, you know, a very significant message about secrets. Or lies, or things that are not revealed. So again, is there somebody in your life that's not telling you the truth? Or is there secrecy about something that you're not aware of? As far as the accident aspects of that, I don't necessarily get the connection of the 7 to an accident, but I will say that in the event, with a 7 energy and an accident, 7s are very difficult to diagnose. It's very difficult medically to, because always the whatever's wrong with them is always hidden. So if I had anybody in my life that had the 7 energy, I would always get second opinions on everything. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, it seems like it was more of a metaphor. At first I was kind of worried, but then I began to feel as though it was more of a metaphor for something that really wasn't about an accident, that it was just
right,
sort of symbolic of that, you know,
right.
Something kind of arcane that I just couldn't quite get.
Well, I would, if a 7 appeared in my dream, I guess I would look in what areas of my life that maybe I'm not looking deep enough in, okay? That's what I would do. I mean, what is the truth in the situation? If there's any situations in your life that you really want to go there, you know, or discover that, you know, that's what I would do. But I do think that given the fact that you have your own fascination for numbers, and given the fact that I can tell that you're a very intuitive individual, And also, you carry a huge amount of spiritual knowledge with you, because you're nine life paths, and this is always extraordinarily spiritual and psychic energy. I would allow the information about what those dreams mean, I would let that come to me in meditation. Whatever impressions I'm getting, that's what I would go with. Because you are more than intuitive. You know that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, I feel as though I'm kind of a work in progress, but yeah, I do know it.
Right. Well, I think that you have great potential for success. I wish I could see the entire. Do you know what your expression number is? Meaning, what your full name vibrates to?
No.
No.
You know what? Maybe I didn't. You know what? We don't have a great connection, and maybe I didn't hear you right. Can you say that again, please?
Sure. Do you know what your full name vibrates to? Meaning, what is your destiny or expression number? What is the name? What number is the name?
Oh, my full name?
Yeah.
Do
you know what number it is?
Shoot. You know what I do, and for some reason...
It's just not coming to
you. The neurons aren't firing in my brain at the moment. You're like, oh my gosh, I do know this. I thought it was a 9.
Well, your life path number, what your date of birth adds up to, is a 9. Your birthday is a 28, but I want to know, what does your name add up to? I know that Anne is an 11, and so I want to know, what does your first, middle, and last name, what does that add up to? Because I really don't want you to tell me on the radio, you know?
Right, right, right.
So if you knew the number, that would be really kind of helpful here. Well, let me just, you think about that for a minute. And what I want to tell you with your life path is you know that, you know, you come in as a humanitarian. You come in with a desire to want to do something with your energy to help those that are less fortunate or those that are in need. You also, there's so much charisma and all kinds of wonderful things that come in with a 9. But there's something about what you're doing in this lifetime that there is a karmic completion with a 9 life path. You are finishing up stuff. And you have to assume that there may be people that come in and out of your life, like revolving doors when you're a 9. But that could be just karmic completion. Maybe you owed somebody, you know, $20 in a past lifetime, and they come to collect. Or maybe they owe you something, so in this lifetime they come and do something nice for you, and they move on. It's like people move in and out of the life of a 9, and that does have to do with this, the fact that you are finishing up some stage of the evolution of your soul. There is completions and endings in this lifetime. Now, because you come with this beautiful heart and this desire to help those other people, you have to become, you know, in touch with that compassion and where you want to reach out and help people. And one of the things that I don't enjoy telling people that have a 9 life path, but it is very true, is most often they have very difficult childhoods in the sense that they sometimes can be a victim of circumstances, a victim of sadness or pain. And it serves a purpose because, you know, unless you've been there, done that, you don't understand what it's like to be hungry or to be sad or to be brokenhearted or to be beaten down. You don't understand those things until you go through them. And so quite often, because the 9 comes to help the world and help humanity and help those that are in need, they have to get in touch with that compassion early on in life. So quite often there are experiences early on in life that jostle. Help you to remember who you are. And, you know, you have to understand that part of this vibration is unconditional love and forgiveness. That's about as highly evolved as a soul can be, to love unconditionally and to forgive. And when you think in terms of the word unconditional, it's easy to love charming people, but it's hard to love people that are difficult. So you have difficult people in your life. And sometimes that's challenging you to forgive them, to let them go, and to love them unconditionally. And with the 9 energy as well, you've got to love and give to others without expecting anything in return.
Right.
You know, these are very tough things to live up to, but you are, this is what your energy is, and this is what you will have opportunity to do in your life, and this is really part of what your soul chose to experience in this lifetime. So, you know, you cannot carry the past around with you as baggage. You have to learn to let go, forgive, move on, bless people, and just live in the now and live in the moment and be who you are. And you may feel a desire to make some real significant difference in the world. And truly, on some level, you are a citizen of the world. You belong to humanity. And there's purpose to your life. Is that, and you understand what I'm saying about all that, right?
Yeah, you're definitely point on most everything you just said.
Right, and your first pinnacle is a seven. And the seven energy is telling me that early on in life, you know, probably quite psychic or having those dreams or having those things going on in your life. But also, there can be a sense of loneliness or disconnect or feeling as though you don't belong. That can often go on in the first pinnacle, well, under the influence of the seven energy in a pinnacle. But also it's very highly spiritual energy, so you might have been a good student, or maybe early on in life you may have questioned things, been a little bit of a researcher, or, you know, maybe you didn't always accept what you were being told. Maybe you questioned things. Maybe you could have been a little bit of a rebel of, you know, without a cause early on in life, where you didn't always just follow everyone else's lead. You thought for yourself. And the seven energy can create a loneliness. And so when we take that seven energy early on in life and we put it with that nine life path, you know, it's like I want to reach out and basically give you a big hug. When I look, as we look through your life, you know, 28 to 36, I don't know if this, I know that you've got this big thing about seriousness with you. I don't know if you're overly serious. I don't know if you are too disciplined. I don't know if you have a hard time embracing change in your life or embracing new things, but I'm worried a little bit about your inner child. I'm worried about your creativity, and I'm also wanting to say you've got to lighten up and just try to be positive and see the glass half full. I know that from age 37 to 45, this was a period of struggle for you. You've had problems with your self-worth and your self-esteem and your confidence and really knowing what your strengths are, and you have a great deal of leadership ability, but the pinnacle from 37 to 45 really was trying to teach you to get in touch with that, but it would have been a time where you may have gotten a little bit self-centered, you know, and thought about your own needs, and certainly it was a time where you might have had to handle things on your own, and there may not have been a lot of support from your loved ones or your family or even a spouse. You may have found that every situation that came down the pike, you had to deal with it. This was trying to teach you your strengths and show you your strengths. And there may have been obstacles to overcome during this time. You know, you may have had dreams or reached out for things, and, you know, you had to work your way around a few obstacles. The whole purpose of that pinnacle was just, you know, to help you to set the bar higher so that you realize that you are capable of far more than you realize, that you truly do have leadership capabilities, and you can stand out in a crowd and be a leader. The fourth pinnacle that you're in, where you're in the energy now, is wanting to allow abundance and power and mastery into your life. It wants to allow you to be successful. It wants to propel you in that direction. It certainly will bring powerful and influential people around you to help you. You have to set goals during this time of your life and work to achieve them, and it's really important. And there can be financial difficulties if you don't do those things. And also there can be obstacles as well in an eight pinnacle. But that's just teaching you that if you just stay determined, you can overcome anything and you can achieve incredible material success during this pinnacle. And this is an 8 year for you, so significant 8 year, eight pinnacle. So this is a year that finances, you may be thinking in terms of dollars and cents, and you may maybe have, you know, it should allow you material success or finances into your life this year based upon the effort that you've put in the past 7 years. So if you slacked for 7 years, don't expect a lot of promotions, rewards, and money this year. But if you've been working really hard at something, well, then you should expect recognition for your achievements this year, promotions, and money to flow in. Okay, that's where you're at now. And this month should actually bring you some changes into unexpected things going on with you. I don't know, moving, travel, or maybe changing jobs or expansion in jobs. But you got to expect a few ups and downs in this month for you, okay?
Yeah.
Did I put you to sleep with all that? I'm sorry.
No, I'm fascinated. I'm completely fascinated by it. I guess so much of what you're saying really does resonate
mm-hmm.
with me. And yeah, I've been told to lighten up.
Yeah,
honestly, I mean, I really do. You know, I really do know how to have fun, but I do tend to. I think maybe look a little too seriously on things sometimes.
Right. And you got to be careful of that. That is one of your major challenges, and so you really need to address that because your challenge actually prevents you from your greatness. And so you got to learn to, you know, be a little bit more playful, don't take things so seriously, and lighten up. And, you know, usually doing creative things and maybe even observing a child. And they're uninhibited. They don't really care what anybody thinks. They just want to have fun. Sometimes just watching a child sometimes helps you to get in touch with your inner child, which helps you to lighten up. So, yeah, you need to just work on that, okay?
Yeah. Well, wow. Well, thank you so much.
Well, you're welcome. And thank you for the kind words that you said. I appreciate that.
Pardon me?
Thank you for the kind words that you said when you...
Oh,
that was very
pleasure.
Sweet of you. Thank you.
It's just so true. You are so inspirational. You really, really are.
Well, that's so kind of you to say. I appreciate it.
Okay, yeah, let's
do it. All right, take care, Anne.
Thanks again.
Okay, good luck. All right, bye-bye. All right. Well, that was sweet. All right. As I said, the lines are open, so you're welcome to call in. And the one thing I wanted to say here, the point that I was making... about when you're studying the numbers, observe how do people act when they have certain energy. I mean, I'm at the point where within 5 minutes of meeting someone, I could pretty much tell you a couple of their numbers just by how they're acting, how they're dressing sometimes. And so it's important to just pay attention. I have, and I hear you, caller, and I'm going to be right with you just a second. I just want to finish this this little line of thought. My husband is a five, and he was home this week, and he was unexpectedly installing a bathtub and tearing apart my bathroom, and because we had a leak. And I'll tell you what, when you're dealing with a five energy, it drives you crazy. I'm a six, so I'm very responsible, and I do what I say I'm going to do, and I work hard to finish things. And he's a five, and so when he gets bored with something, he wanders off. And he doesn't menial tasks, things that are boring, he doesn't like to do. So he wanders off from the task and leaves things half done, or a disaster in the hallway, tools all over the place. At one point, I went out my front door to walk the dogs, and an extension cord smacked me in the face because it was hanging down out of the bathroom window. We're talking five energy here, okay? They're the jack of all trades, master of none, which I found out really quickly with his ability to lay tile in the bathroom. And also, if something doesn't interest them, they get bored, they like their freedom, and they don't like being terribly responsible. So finishing this job is going to be at when he feels like it. He's not going to do it if he doesn't want to do it. And I found that out this week. God bless his five. It's so marvelous for so many other reasons. He's so intelligent. He's so charming. He's so funny. Living with him is always exciting. But, boy, when it comes to putting in bathrooms, you don't want a five in charge of the project. And this is what I'm talking about. Pay attention to people. Pay attention to their numbers. And when you're studying numerology, these little examples of how does a five handle installing a bathroom, I can write you a dissertation on it. Or how does certain numbers handle certain things is a great way to not only teach you about numerology, but also help you retain the knowledge. And that was the point that I was trying to make. Okay, I'm going to go to my caller. Who's calling, please?
This is Jackie.
Hi, Jackie. How are you?
Good. Thank you.
What can I do for you?
I'm wondering what my numbers are.
Would you like to give me your date of birth?
It's 2-12-51.
2-12. You said 1951?
Yes.
Okay, hold on one minute. 212-1951. Okay. And where are you from?
California.
Ah, wonderful. Okay. Well, let's see here, girl. Well, let me tell you some really cool things about you, especially in California. This is all good news. You look younger than you actually are. You will always look younger than you actually are. Don't bother buying the wrinkle creams. Don't bother with the Botox. Don't bother, because you're just going to age beautifully and very gracefully. The other thing here is healing. You can heal quicker than other people. And you probably have a little bit of a tendency to be, I would think, a little bit on the lucky side. And friends maybe come in and help you out from time to time. Because what I'm seeing here is a three-life path and a three-birthday. And it's a 12, but you add the 1 plus 2 and it's a 3. So threes are always useful. You have a gift. You're a star. You have a gift with words. Whether you write them, whether you speak them, you belong on stage, you belong in front of people, you can be very inspirational, very passionate about what you believe in or what you love. You have a gift with beauty, beautifying things. You're probably quite stylish, I would think. And you know, people that have three energy, they either want to put them on TV, or sometimes they could be beauticians, hairdressers, sometimes they could be personal shoppers, because threes are just brilliant shoppers. But also, one very important thing here with this three is you also have mediumship ability. I don't know if you, I'm joking with you a little bit, but you can see dead people. I don't know if you see clairvoyantly. I don't know if you see visions. I don't know if you get prophetic dreams, but you got a big tendency towards that here in your chart.
Mm-hmm.
Do you?
Yes. I mean, I know, it's not see, but I sense people that have passed over around me, and I have angelics around me and helpers and guides and things.
Okay, well, you got some serious stuff going on there with those numbers. And what I would say to you here is sensing, but I would think that seeing things out of the corner of your eyes. Have you ever taken a psychic development class where somebody's taught you how you go realize how you receive information?
Not receive information. I've had lots of different classes that receive information. Well, I meditate. So,
well, oftentimes people don't understand how they get the information. Like,
right.
One of the things that I do with clients is when it comes to clairvoyance, which is seeing, you could see things with your physical eyes, okay? Meaning if you held your hand out in front of your face, you could see your hand.
Mm-hmm.
And people that have clairvoyance could see visions. Sometimes they can see spirit. But also they can see things out of the corner of their eyes and that sort of a thing.
Mm-hmm.
But there's another place where you receive information, and that would be as if you held out your hand.
Mm-hmm.
And now close your eyes and tell me, do you still see your hand?
Yes.
Okay. That little screen in your head, hello, information comes there as well. And psychic information and information comes there, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And most people don't realize. They think, well, I ought to be able to see my spirit guide step into my living room and say, hi there, how you doing? Well, that's not the case. Sometimes you see it in your mind's eye.
I do.
Okay. You see in pictures, and so you need to pay attention to those pictures.
Mm-hmm.
And when you feel and sense spirit around you, you need to also check that movie screen in your head and see what you're seeing there and allow it to come through and take some deep breaths and pull in that energy. I mean, only if you want to. I'm not trying to get you to jump on.
Oh, I do.
Oh, you do?
I do.
That's why I'm sensing it. I didn't want to throw you off in that direction if you didn't want to go in that direction.
No, that's part of my, big part of my life.
Well, it is your challenge, dear. It is your challenge. You have a big three challenge as well. So, you know, you've got this brilliant ability with this three, but you're also challenged to it. So you need to be getting over that. You need to not inhibit yourself. See, what you're doing is you're putting some sensors on. And, you know, somewhere, somehow, your inner child was squelched, and your creativity may be a little bit squelched, and maybe someone, you know, just prevented you from fully expressing yourself. And you need to just take off those blinders, take off those sensors, and stop inhibiting yourself. And more or less, there's only, let it rip, man. Just let it go. And just allow this information to come through, embrace it, call it in, and see what happens. Because you see, I mean, seriously, I would say see. You have challenges to your confidence. I don't know if you scatter your energy, if sometimes you have difficulty focusing on things. Threes are notorious for sometimes I call it being distracted by sparkly things, because sometimes all these ideas come into your head and you start something and then 10 minutes later you realize, I just walked away from that. You know, I do it all the time. I have double threes in my chart, and God bless people for loving me anyhow, because I get distracted, and I go off on tangents. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I'll be wandering around trying to figure out, what was I doing, because I don't remember. Okay, so I don't know if you feel that, but okay, so you're at a time in your life really where there's a great deal of spiritual growth around you, I've got to say. And I'm going to just kind of wind this up, because we've only got about 3 minutes to the show. So I want to tell you, there's a lot of spiritual growth. And I believe on some level that anything that you do that is of service to others, that helps others, absolutely this time of your life is really going to support that, and you're going to be blessed by that, and truly. And so you may be feeling this desire to grow spiritually. I don't know if you're going to get the opportunity to be a spiritual teacher, but that's a big possibility. You connect to this energy, you start working with this energy. You can actually inspire people.
I do teach.
Good. And you'd be kind of interesting to listen to, you know?
People think that.
Because
I'm like a portal or a channel, which I think we all are, but it's flowing through me.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Because I want to see you teaching.
But
and
what kind of year is this? I mean, like, what number year is this?
You're in a sixth year. So this wants to bring around you love of family, family responsibilities. You're working with relationships.
So true.
Peace and harmony. And so it just wants to, it's a very blessed year. Financially, it's a good year. But truly, you're balancing out the giving and receiving of love this year, and it does pull in the family around you.
Yeah.
Now, any healing work that you do, and also any community work, a very blessed during this time, artistic work as well. So it's a really kind of a very positive year.
Hospice work.
What'd you say?
Hospice.
Oh, absolutely. Yes, healing. Sure. Perfect. Just to get look at your months real quick. This month is a 3 month for you, so you really want to be as creative as possible, as inspirational. Use that creativity. Work on that clairvoyance, meditations, bringing that in, because you got a lot of three energy around you this month. Next month, I can see where you're going to be working pretty. You're going to be working pretty hard next month. I would expect some changes coming in for you in August. I don't know if you can move, change jobs, expand your job, or change your relationship, but look for some changes or some unexpected things to come in August. I think you're moving into some real spiritual energy next year. You're moving into the 7 year, and that's really going to bring that spiritual stuff around you. That's a good year to seek out your guru, somebody that maybe can mentor you, or certainly do any teaching having to do with spiritual subjects wide open for you in October, but also, again, all next year, okay?
Great.
I'm sorry to say that I've run out of time, so I've got to let you go.
Oh, thank you so much.
You're welcome, sweetie. Well,
thanks
for calling into the show.
All right.
Bye-bye. Okay. Wow. I am always amazed. It's like, how does this happen? How does an hour go so quickly? I was going to talk about lots of things, like where you can apply numbers. You know, besides numerology, I mean, using numerology, you want to apply it to all different places, and I'm going to bring that up next week. I have a guest on, and we're going to talk about those things. I promise we'll stay on subject next week. But readings are important. Helping people are important. That's why I do this. So I'm really happy. Thank you, everybody, for that called in to the show. Thank you, everyone, that listened to the show. I really appreciate your supporting Visible by Numbers, and I'll be back again next week. So in the meantime, I wish you all peace, love, and abundance. Take care, everybody. Good night.
Thank you for joining us this evening. For more information, or if you wish to contact Allison for a reading, please visit www.visiblebynumbers.com or email Allison at alynch@ptd.net. Have a wonderful evening and be well.